Hey, Jonathan Goodman here. I have super exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, that I've been talking about forever, is almost here. This is published by HarperCollins. The president of Shopify endorsed it. The editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine endorsed it. This thing is going to blow the roofs off, and I'm asking that you please pre-order your copy today on your local Amazon, wherever you buy books. It's available. It's called The Obvious Choice. Hope you pre-order it. Hope you love it.
The hard part that a lot of people that work in our industry get over after a certain period of time is appreciating the fact that they are, in fact, in business. They want to be nice people. They want to help people. But this is a business. And you would not be having this conversation with this person if there wasn't a potential for business involved in the conversation. And so both parties know that. You don't walk into a clothing store. You know, it could be a pleasant conversation with the person who's selling clothing in the store. They're not having a conversation with you without having the hopes that you're going to buy some clothing. Everybody knows that. And I think we all need to appreciate that a little bit more. Perhaps. Real quick, if you can just say who you are, who you work with, and then what you want to talk about today. And we'll go from there and just kick it. And we'll go for 20 minutes or so, probably.
Sure. So I'm Brianna. I work with single women in their 30s. My goal with them is to help them build their most confident and strongest selves. To build the life essentially that they want to build. And I think my biggest constraint right now is I also work in person. So I work in person for like, I don't know, probably 25 hours a week. Okay. So my goal is to continue building the online aspect because I want to move cross country. But my biggest constraint right now is getting my audience more engaged, right? Because I've done business coaching mentorship before, and I feel like I really tapped in and pulled a lot of my organic audience from that. And I feel like that has been a big struggle for me. They started to preach a lot of ads, and I'm trying to figure out how to get more of my organic audience.
Got it. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you feel like what happened with the other mentorship is you kind of pulled everything that you could out of the organic one, and they said the next step is the ads, and now you're hoping to not have to do that, or you think that there's still perhaps more opportunity, and you're trying to figure out like the best way to approach that?
Yes.
Got it. Cool. Okay. So tell me first a little bit more about the people that you work with. Like who are they? I mean, you gave your quick like one liner, but I'd love to know more about that.
Yeah, most of them are high achieving women. So, I mean, as far as their occupations, it kind of varies. I have nurses. I have honestly quite a bit of teachers.
Okay.
A few entrepreneurs, things like that. Some in like the political world, things like that. But a lot of them are just women who are literally working their life away, very driven in their career, and they are the people that they're putting on the back burner. They're afraid of, you know, taking investing in themselves. Everything that they've done before hasn't really worked. They're obviously women who have some sort of aesthetic goal as well. Usually that is fat loss versus, you know, losing a ton of weight.
So they're not people who have a lot of weight to lose. It's people who want to trim up, that type of thing.
Yeah. And they have like most of them, I would say on average of like 15 to maybe on the higher end, like 30 on average pounds to lose. So it's not anything that's like, you know, 100 pounds to lose or anything like that.
Got it. Okay. Very cool. Thank you for that. You mentioned a few different industries like nurses, teachers. If you think about your best clients, have you noticed any patterns of where they came from?
I would say it's more of my best clients, probably the ones who are like in attorneys or things like that. I would say are the best. I'd say most, some of my great clients, teachers, honestly.
Yeah. I've heard that before. My experience rings true there too. You know, you would think it's like, oh, they don't maybe make as much money. But I don't know, I just feel like teachers are just good people. Maybe that's not true. I'm not sure. I'm sure that they're not all good people, but I always had a great time training teachers. And I feel like the, yeah, Zach, they do the homework. Nailed it. I feel like there's something about the affordability perhaps with an online service as well with teachers. A lot of the teachers that I worked with wanted to work with me more often but couldn't afford to. And so they were the types of clients who'd see me maybe once a week or down to once every 2 weeks or once a month in person. And looking back, I effectively trained them online without knowing what online training was, before it was a big thing back in 2009, 2010, where I do their kind of programming and support. They train by themselves in their own gym, and then I'd see them in person once a month, on a Saturday. So teachers are an interesting market. Okay, very cool. So you mentioned that you are working with people in person now, and you want to get away from it, mostly motivated because you want to move across the country.
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that.
I have been training in person for over 6 years. I love
Cool.
the social aspect. I mean, some of my clients are literally obviously family to me.
Yeah.
And I love to see them. It's one of those things where it's like I have a really good routine, right? Like that helps me. I get up at 4 a.m. I go through my routine. I have to do my things first in order to start training clients at 6:30 in the morning. And I
Yeah.
don't mind training a couple hours, but that has been the majority of my income for the last probably close to a year now. And obviously I want to get away from that a little bit. I feel like time-wise, like that's a lot of time in order for me. Like there's a lot of things. Like I could be doing a lot more DMs if I wasn't training that much in person. And
Sure.
ultimately my goal is to move across the country. So like I feel like I need to be at a comfortable place in order for me to completely step away from that.
Okay, so let's break this down. Let's break this down. Because what it sounds like to me is it's not a lack of knowing what to do, from the previous mentorship that you worked with and now with us, like you know what the steps are. It's just a matter of having, it sounds like, the creative energy and the time to kind of execute upon them. And so, have you actually sat down and figured out what it would take for you to step away, like from a purely financial standpoint, so that you're comfortable with it? Have you done that process yet?
So when I sat down and did my like enrollment call or whatever with, I think it was Dan.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, probably.
We kind of talked through that, and I was mentioned I would be comfortable at if I was getting 12,000 a month for the expenses of everything that I need to pay off before leaving and then shifting and moving.
Okay, so you need 12,000 a month basically from your training business.
Yes.
Okay. And that's going to have to be from your remote training business if you want to leave. Okay. Are you at that now with a combination of your in-person and your remote training business? Okay. How far ahead of that are you?
Not that far ahead.
Not that far ahead. The process is going to have to be stepwise of working backwards. 12,000 is a big number to start with. If that's what it is, that's what it is. You got to work within that. I would say, is that more an aspirational number of where you want to get to, or is that actually the realistic number where you can't step away until you get to it?
I think it's more of a comfort thing.
Okay. So, step one is you need to create more space for yourself, is what I'm hearing. It's going to be very difficult, no matter what you do, to make any kind of moves that are going to be meaningful until you have that space. And so it's going to have to be a systematic process of establishing that space over time, as you step away. So number one, I would say reassess what that number is. If it is actually 12,000, it's actually 12,000. If it's a little bit less, and then 12,000 is where you're going to get back to, and then blast past it. Great. But if it's actually 12,000, it's actually 12,000. If you were to step away from the gym that you're working with in person,
Hey, Jonathan Goodman, and I wanted to invite you to pre-order my next book called The Obvious Choice. This is my first traditionally published book. It's been published by HarperCollins. Sam Poe, if you listen to My First Million podcast, called it a much-needed recalibration for a business generation that's focused on the wrong thing at the wrong time. Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, said that if you want to win in business without feeling like you need to win the internet, you gotta get this book. So why pre-order it instead of getting it when it's ready? Well, there's two reasons, really. The first is that it's really, really beneficial for me, selfishly. It helps me a lot. My publishers love it. But the second beneficial for you is you actually lock in the best ever price. No joke, I pre-ordered a book that was $40 not too long ago. And because the price went down over the pre-order period for like a day to $29.99, when the book arrived to me on the day of the launch, I actually got refunded by Amazon $10. Because when you pre-order a book on Amazon, you lock in the lowest price ever. So if Amazon ever lowers the price, which they often do, you're gonna get that price and get refunded, whatever the difference is from when you pre-ordered it. So there's benefit to you, there's benefit to me. Please pre-order the book, The Obvious Choice, anywhere you buy books, but Amazon gives you this other benefit. Hope that you love it. Hope you're good.
And you were to say to your clients, I'd love to still work with you in a different capacity. Would you be able to do that, or would the gym that like a hard, like, I don't know contractually how that works with you?
No, so my clients are my clients. I basically
Okay.
essentially pay rent at this gym that I'm
Okay,
at now.
beautiful. Beautiful. So that makes a big difference. Have you spoken to any of them about making a move?
So most of them, pretty much all of them, I don't know any of them, they don't know that that is an ultimate like end goal for me. For me, my goal is like the next 9 months to year-ish. I actually just moved. We kind of had to sporadically move in the beginning of November. So like once this lease is up would be, and if honestly, I would leave before then if
Okay.
it aligned.
Okay. So, this kind of to me is looking like more a math problem than anything else, at least to start. I mean, the other parts are going to come afterwards, but what's really cool about this is that you're going to open yourself up to more opportunities once you step away, once you actually make that move. Very, very few people actually do the scary thing and make the move ever. And so, they kind of keep 1 foot half in, and as a result, they're never fully committed. And so others don't really know how to act towards them as a result. What's your number? Write that down. How much are you making from the clients that you're working with online already? Subtract that from what your number is. Okay, what's the difference? Right? That's what you need to make up now in order to be confident enough to move. Right? In order to have that confidence to take the step and perhaps give away some clients, which is always hard to do, of course, especially if you love working with them. But whatever that number is, let's say the difference is $6,000. Okay, I don't know what it is, but let's say that number is $6,000. Okay, what are your packages at right now? Like if it's $6,000 a month, what are your packages at right now? What do you charge per month?
Per month, 600 a month. So it's 1800 for the front end.
Okay, so you need 10 people, right? So you would need 10 people to make up that difference. Out of your existing clients, if you were to say to them, here's the amazing service that I now have to offer. Actually, what I'm going to be able to do is give you more. Now, I won't be there in person with you, but I'm actually going to be able to put more into the training with you than I was before, and it'll be more affordable for you. Is that something you're interested in speaking about? I really love having somebody in person, but yeah, I'd be okay having a chat about it. All right, do you want to test this out? Do you want to test it out? Some people might say that they still love in-person training, and if you leave, they will work with somebody else. But some will come with you. And you know, based off of my back of the napkin math, and I don't know what your numbers are, but you would need 10 clients to come with you. So you would need 10 yeses. And so you'd go to your existing clients first, and you'd ask them, you know, you'd say, this is something that I know that I'm going to do in the next 3 months. You know, if that means that you need to make a change, I can make a referral to somebody else locally that I love, and it's been an absolute pleasure. If you'd like to stay with me, you know, here's how this can work, and actually it's more affordable to you, and I can, you know, I've been, you can even tell them, you're like, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars training how to like learn how to offer this phenomenal service remotely. And here's an example of somebody you remind me of that I've worked with online, and they've had all this great success, right? Okay, let's say that now six of your clients come with you. Okay. Based off of my math, you still need four more. Notice we still haven't spoken about social media and content once. Now you go through, I mean, you've been doing this for long enough. How many people have you spoken with that you've worked with before that loved working with you but maybe couldn't afford it? Or, I mean, why does anybody quit training with a trainer in person? It's likely some combination of a lack of financial or time or location flexibility. And so now you have a service that solves all of these things. And so you can go through your list of people that you've worked with in the past. And then you can also go through a list of people that you've perhaps spoken to about working with you that have not signed up and prioritize that list and just go through it one by one down the list and send a message. Hey, you know, hey, Jennifer, you know, was just thinking about you. Remember that time when you crushed that deadlift? God, that was awesome. Look, it's been a while. Not sure where you're at now. But I'm actually just about to launch a new service. I've actually been doing it for a while, but I'm going all in on it where I'm going to be able to offer my clients a much more affordable service that, you know, I know that scheduling was always tough for you because you have a couple kids and your work, that you're going to be able to work out on your own, and I'll be able to help you with your nutrition and your habits and your fitness all at the same time. Do you think it's worth a phone call? Yes, maybe no. Oh, I found somebody else, whatever it is. And you just go down the list. And basically, all that you're doing here is you're getting those last four people. Because the minute that you get that, boom, you move. And I would be very surprised if you follow this process where you have your number, right? Just to sum it up, you have your number. You subtract the people you're already working with online and how much that's making. Now you have your new number. You speak to all of your existing clients. Some of them come with you, some of them they don't. Now you have what's left over, and you make that up one by one, going through this list of old people that you worked with and people that you've spoken to on the phone. I would be very, very, very surprised if you don't hit that number. And then you have the freedom to move. And you might go past that number, right? You might decide that once you've gotten those last four, you're like, I still got this big list, and I still like, you know, some of these people are going to sign up. You might just decide to keep going through it, and they might even start sending you other people, and so that's great. But either way, now you will be confident to take the step away and have that open time that you need. To build up anew, which is pretty cool. How does that sound to you? Scary.
Nice.
Nice,
Yeah,
nice, nice,
but
scary, all of those things.
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, things are scary, but I don't know. I feel like when you, after running a business for a few years, you just kind of like that stuff is just, it is what it
Yeah.
is. I mean, it would
Yeah.
terrify a lot of people, but I'm like, I like the scary stuff. It's cool.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. Well, and you know, the hope
Yes.
that a lot of people that work in our industry have get over after a certain period of time is appreciating the fact that they are in fact in business. They want to be nice people, they want to help people, but this is a business. And if they're having a conversation with somebody, you would not be having this conversation with this person if there wasn't a potential for business involved in the conversation. And so both parties know that. You don't walk into a clothing store, it could be a pleasant conversation with the person who's selling clothing in the store. They're not having a conversation with you, in the hopes without having the hopes that you're going to buy some clothing. Everybody knows that. And I think we all need to appreciate that a little bit more, perhaps. Yeah, Bethany, I think Bethany, you nailed it. You're like, it always works out somehow. I have 100% learned that same thing. Zach, the most exciting things in life come after all the scary stuff. Nate, as someone who has also moved to the opposite side of the country, it's worth it. How cool. Thanks for sharing all this, guys. Love this community so much. Well, thank you,
Thank you.
Brianna. Keep up with me on how this is all going.
Thank you.
Got it.